Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
645, 646, call it 14 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Jan Moeller, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana. Hey, Jan, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Tell me about what's going on with this law that got out of committee that would change lunch breaks in Baton Rouge. It was sponsored by a guy, I think, that owns a bunch of Smoothie King franchises. He's quoted as saying here that these aren't, the wording is, we're here to harm children. Give me a break. He said these are young adults. I guess parsing words there, Representative Roger Wilder from Denham Springs. He owns Smoothie King franchises across the Deep South, so I guess, you know, he has an interest in this. Tell me what the situation is and why, I guess, you think it's not such a great idea.
Yeah, well, Tommy, it's kind of incredible that in 2024, with everything else going on in America, that we're actually talking about rolling back child labor laws in Louisiana, which is not something I expected the legislature to do. So yeah, this bill came from a new representative, Roger Wilder of Denham Springs, who does own Smoothie Kings, but it really is part of a national effort by a Florida-based think tank that's been going around the country. So there are copycat bills like this, I think, in 10 or 11 states, mostly in the South, trying to roll back anything that they see as kind of a burdensome regulation. This bill did get out of committee. It's on the House floor this afternoon, in fact.
Let me go back for a second, Jan. Let me just talk about what the law calls for now. I guess that's where you're going, right. And then so, what this would change.
Yeah, so right now the bill says that if you employ a child, so somebody who is 16 or 17 years old, essentially, and they work more than, yeah.
I'm just wondering what the law says, 17 or under, right?
Yeah, 17 or under, and you get a job, and you work for more than 5 hours, then you are entitled to a 30-minute lunch break or a 30-minute meal break. It doesn't have to be lunch because you might be working at night. And this would simply take that away. And the pushback here, I mean, look, it's not the end of the world, but we have child labor laws for a reason, and we have separate laws for children for a reason, because we recognize that children are different than adults. So when you're 16 years old, you can't order a beer in a restaurant. You're technically not supposed to go to an R-rated movie. You can't vote in elections or join the army or buy a pack of cigarettes. A lot of things that adults can do. And so we have special laws for children, and this would roll that back. And frankly, I think if you're the kind of employer that wants to, employ kids, usually in their first job, and you think they should work for 5 hours without taking a 30-minute break for lunch, you're not the kind of employer we should be protecting in Louisiana and that the legislature should be worried about. If anything, we should make sure everybody gets a meal break after working for 5 hours.
Am I missing something here? Is this a paid break or not?
I assume it would be paid, yeah.
So they're saying, so I guess what I'm thinking is if it's not paid, then why would they care unless it's a staffing issue? So you don't know.
No, I mean, the argument here is that this is a burdensome regulation. Government should get out of the way, and this is something that the free market should take care of. And I understand that argument, but I also think that, you know, we have workplace standards for a reason, and we shouldn't be rolling these things back in 2024. I mean, this is, you know, you often, when you're around the legislature, and you often hear there's silly bills every year, and they say, shouldn't they worry about something bigger than this? And I think for me, this falls into that category.
Yeah, that's why I asked if I was missing something. I know back in the day, and it was back in the day when I was working, you know, busting tires, and that's how I worked my way through school and so forth. They were more concerned with overtime than they were meal breaks, and they'd say, you know, after 5 hours, 4 hours, take a break or something. And also because, you know, work sometimes can make you hungry and so forth, you need to get something to eat. But it was never paid. As an hourly worker, you would have to clock out and then go eat your lunch and then come back and punch in.
Yeah.
But if somebody's listening right now, maybe they can tell me if it's paid or not. I don't know. 504-260.
I don't think it has to be paid.
And if that's the case, then you would think, I don't know. I'm like you. Jan, this seems like, really, this is where we're going to draw the line in the sand? For the love of God, just let somebody grab something to eat for a half an hour. I don't know why. I don't get it, unless it's a staffing issue. And parsing the line between kids and adults, it just is crazy that after 5 hours, you would think, yeah, give somebody a chance to eat, and just they're going to be a more productive employee, I would think. If you're an employer, I would like to know your feelings on this at 504-260-1870. What about kids, says this text, who are on their phones for 4 hours? Do they get a break? I don't know what that's got to do with this, but you might want to yell, whoever texted this in, go yell at somebody to get out of your yard. 651, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 656. I'm looking at the text. Says something about clocking in and clocking out. So I believe that it would be unpaid, Jan, about the child labor thing. I think it matters. Some people are saying it doesn't matter, but I think it matters because I could see where the employer would say, well, wait a minute, you know, I got 20 employees, and if I got to pay them 2.5 hours for a 5-day work week for lunch, well, then that could lead to an overtime situation, et cetera. I get it. I understand that part of it. But this is unpaid.
And
so
tell me,
go ahead.
It is absolutely unpaid. I went back and checked during the break, and so I apologize for
that's right. No,
being
but
unclear.
I think that is a difference if it's unpaid. It's like, and I would think also that this would be self-policing, where if you're a responsible employer, you want to get the most out of your employees, and a hungry, irritated employee is not who you want at the front desk. Anyway, tell me what else is afoot with workman's comp, Jan, and there was another one too, right?
The other big thing is there's a bill that would
unemployment
reduce
benefits.
The number of,
that's what
yeah,
means,
unemployment
right?
benefits, where there's a bill right now, if you lose your job through no fault of your own, you can get up to 26 weeks of unemployment. You know, Louisiana has some of the lowest weekly unemployment benefits in the country. The most you can get is $275 a week for up to 26 weeks. This would cut it down to 20 weeks or as little as 12 weeks, depending on the unemployment rate in the state. So people would be eligible for a lot less unemployment under this bill than they are right now. Obviously, we think this is a terrible idea. The unemployment system isn't broken, and in fact, again, is more meager in Louisiana than almost anywhere else in the country, and they want to cut this back. The big problem with this is tying it to the state unemployment rate, because the unemployment rate where you live could be very different than it is in the state as a whole. There's some parts of Louisiana where there are plenty of jobs, but there are other regions lot of jobs where jobs are really hard to get. So people need
the methodology. The methodology is flawed here, where you're trying to apply apples to oranges, and that's not the way to go about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're worried about some of these labor bills going through the legislature, and we hope they can focus on some bigger issues and some more important things, because they've got a lot on their plate.
You would think. Thank you, Jan. Appreciate your time. Speaking of
anytime, which,
we're going to talk to Becky Marlborough when we come back, president and CEO of BGR, Protecting Louisiana's Public Records Law. That's important to everybody. Devin Bartolotto, a story last night on Channel 4 saying that Heather Cloud, who was a sponsor of this bill, is going to walk it back a little. We don't know what those changes are going to look like. I played you some audio from the governor before. I think I know what he's afraid of coming out. That's why he wants these communications privileged. I'll share my opinion, and it is only an opinion, when we come back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.